This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, and they just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are hanging out with me here in the chat room or wherever it is you are. Just, hey, you're hanging out with me. I like it. I enjoy it very much. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, people you don't much care for. No, seriously. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. And, you know, get involved and get engaged. Get informed. We have a chat room. The smarter people than myself in that chat room, people who understand some of these issues, can talk to them. They have great conversations. They have great conversations when I'm talking. Anyway, no, seriously. So head over there. You'll find it at therealside.com. All right. Let's try to get some of these stories. You know, this is going to be distasteful for some. Again, I don't really care. In the city of Minnesota, they agreed to pay $27 million to settle the civil lawsuits from George Floyd's family. Let's think about that. And this is while they're picking the jury off of the court. So they don't even know. For real, they don't even know how this is going to turn out. Right? And they agreed to pay the $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from George Floyd's family. Now, he died while he was in police custody. However, when you look at the video, when you get the doctor's report, you're going to find out that he was already in trouble, health-wise. Immediate trouble. Not eventually, now. Now, the Minnesota City Council emerged from closed session to announce that the... Now, this is a record settlement. $27 million plus $500,000 for the neighborhood where Floyd was arrested. $27 million plus $500,000. Are you listening? I mean, seriously. I do feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for the family. We've all either known... I won't say we all. Many of us have known drug addicts in your family. People that have issues with drugs. People that have issues with the law. You see how it tears up the family. I'm not that cold. I get it. But why are we paying? We've done this before. Was it George Floyd? What was the other fella? Not George Floyd, but there was another fella. We paid, what, $6 million? I think that was out of Baltimore. This is just crazy. Let the legal system play out first. The Floyd family attorney, Ben Crump, in a prepared statement, said it was the largest pretrial civil rights settlement ever. And it sent a powerful message that black lives do matter and police brutality against people of color must end. Again, I say, look at the numbers. There's no truth to that statement. Period. Now, I've said this before, I'll say it again. The fact that this man was treated poorly by the police, ultimately. Having your leg on somebody's neck for 8 minutes, who's already having trouble breathing, and one of the other cops says, hey, you know, should we let out? We have a problem here, right? Kind of thing. This is where I say the other cop should have got involved and told the one cop, get off his neck. Get off of him, let's get an ambulance for him, period.
But I wasn't there. You weren't either. But it's comments like that, untruthful comments like that, that also must end. Now, Floyd was declared dead on May 25th after Derek Chauvin, a former officer who is white, pressed his knee against his neck for about 9 minutes. Now, Floyd, now see, they say that he suffocated him, and he may have added to it. But the witnesses there, before everything went down, were all saying the same thing. That he was having trouble breathing. They have it on video. Before he even rolled down the window and got out of the car, he said he had trouble breathing. And the biggest part of that whole thing, I mean, what did he have? The amount of fentanyl he had in his system, he should have been dead before while the car was still moving. I hope that today will center the voices of the family and anything that they would like to share. But I do want to, on behalf of the entire City Council, offer my deepest condolences to the family of George Floyd, his friends, and all the community members who are mourning his loss. Now, the Floyd family filed the federal civil rights lawsuit in July against the officers charged with his death. It alleged the officers violated Floyd's rights when they restrained him, and that the city has a culture of excessive force, racism, and impunity to flourish in its police force. I don't know if it did. I've read stories that it has. And if that's what they're being charged with, if that's what they're, what the penalty is for, well, you people who live in that city, it's easy to get rid of those elected officials and clean it up. In 2019, Minnesota agreed to pay $20 million to the family of Justine Rosnick Damond, an unarmed woman who was shot by an officer after she called 911 to report hearing a possible crime happening in her house. The federal lawsuit sought unspecified compensatory and special damages. The amounts would be determined by the jury. It also sought a receiver to be appointed to ensure that the city properly trains and supervises officers in the future. Now, meanwhile, another potential juror was dismissed Friday after she acknowledged having a negative view of the defendant. I don't know how you lay this out in such a fashion where you're going to get actual truth. Right? Come on, let's be honest about this. Look at everything that went down in that case. Look at everything that was going down. The man was known for the problems he had in the community. But even if we forget all that, let's just take it from the time he was pulled over. The people inside the truck, the other two that were there, they lived. They did what they were told and they lived. He was obviously having some kind of episode because he was screaming for help. Right? I mean, am I wrong here? He was screaming for help. Said he couldn't breathe while he was still in the truck before he even got out. And then he started fighting them. Not a good idea. No matter what's going on, not a good idea. That woman was a college graduate, said that she had seen bystanders' video of Floyd's arrest and closely read news coverage of the case. In response to a jury pool questionnaire, she said that she had a somewhat negative view of Chauvin and that she thought that he held his knee to Floyd's neck for way too long. I agree. She said, I can only watch part of the video from what I saw as a human, that I didn't give me a good impression, she said. The woman repeatedly said that she could put aside her opinions and decide the case.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
We are back.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really. Right? Be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys hang out with me. We're talking a little bit about what's going on with George Floyd and the fact that, you know, there was a $27 million settlement made before we even get into the jury, before we get into any of this, which I think is wrong. Dead wrong. Did the way the man die, was that okay? I mean, by the officer put his knee on the guy's neck? No, I don't think so at all. Right, but how about you let the process play out? We've seen this happen over and over and over again, and every time it's happened, the person who's died, this doesn't make it okay, and sad I don't even have to say that, but they weren't doing what law enforcement officials were telling them to do. Just do what you're told to do at first. Live to fight the next day. Live to fight it out later on. This is crazy. You know, I like to scour Facebook and other places like that as a giggle. As a giggle, notice I say. Because you can see the real loons when they're on there talking about what's going on in politics. And somebody threw up, they were talking about, you know, Biden in the Rose Garden, signing the stimulus bill. It's a shame that no Republicans were there. Republicans don't care about, you know, people hurting and what have you. And I'm just laughing to myself. And if you're writing that on Facebook, it shows you what an uninformed moron you really are. Because if you really cared about the American people, if you really cared about what was going on, just maybe you'd actually read the bill and find out we could do a lot more help for the American people. There could be a lot more help there for them if you didn't give so much money to other countries, other people, other programs that don't help us. But they can't be that honest with themselves. That's the bigger problem. And that's where you guys should push back, being informed. And you don't fight back and forth. You throw this stuff out that you let them know what's going on. And you say, okay, I want to help the American people. So on $2 trillion, how much of that are the 350 million Americans getting? Right? And the reality is, look, they could have given, instead of giving us $1,400, technically, they could have given us all $6,000 apiece with that money. But no, we're going to get $1,400 apiece. Right? Where's the other 96% of the money going? You ready for this? And I'll give you, you know, $300 million for migrant and refugee assistance. What do you think of that? $20 billion for the United Postal Service. Again, I don't know what it's for. $10,000 per person for student loan bailouts. So if you got a student loan balance, gotta knock 10 grand out of it. Let's see. Another $300 million to the Endowment for the Arts. You know, if those pompous, arrogant blankety-blanks out of Hollywood would all give $1 million apiece, you'd probably have three times this money. Because they love the arts so much, right? Did anybody know there was an endowment for the humanities? I didn't. They get another $300 million, too. $300 million. How many people in this country? 15 million for veterans employment training. Because they run the VA so well, they should be able to pull this off, right? I'm not saying that our vets shouldn't get money. This is nuts, though. Let's see. This is good. $30 billion for the Department of Education Stabilization Fund. Because, you know, that keeps people employed. And what's stabilization? What's that going to? $200 million to Safe Schools Emergency Response to Violence Program. I'd love to see what that means. You know, they throw this stuff out there. They give it great titles. But what does it really mean? Another $300 million to public broadcasting? You know, because NPR has been so balanced, haven't they? They're owned by the Democrats. They put up what the Democrats want them to put up. Another $500 million to museums and libraries because we'll be able to go so frequently, won't we? So, now here's one that should freak you out. $720 million to the Social Security Administration, right? Because they've done such a great job with the money, too. But only $200 million of that is actually going to help people, and the rest is for their administrative costs. And tell me that the government does it better, right? No, come on. Think about it. Tell me the government does it better. This is why we should privatize some of these things. All this waste. Right, another $7.5 million for the Smithsonian for additional salaries. Why do they need to put more people on? How many more people are going there? How many more things need to be tracked? $35 million at the JFK Center for Performing Arts? Isn't it close? We did this last time. We gave them $25 million. Now, here's what it should really frost your behind. $25 million for additional salaries to the House of Representatives. Why? 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 They got paid through the whole pandemic. They got, what, why? Really? Oh, $3 billion to upgrade to the IT department at the VA. I want to know who's overseeing that. I want our vets to get everything they can get, but I want them to get everything they can get. And the way the VA blows money, I would make sure some outside sources watching over this. $315 million for the State Department diplomatic programs, whatever. $95 million for the Agency of International Development. Does anybody know what that is? Can you send it to me? If you know what it is, send me an explanation. Joe@therealside.com. $300 million for the International Disaster Assistance. Even though we hated everybody. I thought we were a terrible country. I thought we didn't help anybody out. $9 million for miscellaneous Senate expenses. What else do we have here? Come on, this is great, right? $40 billion goes to the Take Responsibility to Workers and Families Act. Yeah. Wonder what that is. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back right after a few messages.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn and Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar are visiting near Laredo, Texas on Friday to see and hear about the problems facing officials along the border. The two Texas lawmakers also touring a detention facility for illegal immigrant teens near the border and holding a bipartisan roundtable. Congressman Cuellar saying things are only going to get worse before they get better.
We've seen this before. We started in 2014. We started in 2019, and
we're seeing them again. The numbers yet have not hit the numbers that we saw in May of 2019, but they're going there because the high months of March, April, May, or June are coming up, and we're seeing those numbers go up.
President Biden ending his week by hosting congressional Democrats after signing a massive stimulus bill. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We're at it again.
Living it up.
I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Part of the solution, yeah. Don't be part of the problem. Really, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get back at it. All right, there's no other way to do this. And I do, you know, I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, that you're on the air with me, that you're, you know, just being involved, being engaged. There's just, you know, I get excited. There's just so many stories I want to get through. But we were talking about this, you know, some of the people on Facebook, some of the hardcore left-leaners who want to come out against Republican legislators because they don't care about the people. Well, apparently, it shows you how low their standards are. Apparently, many of these Democrats on Facebook, they're happy with the $1,400 check while the rest of the world gets the rest of our tax dollars. What's that all about? Why? How? It isn't right. Anyway, you cut it, it isn't right. And some of these, I don't even know what some of these things are. Right? Almost $500 million bucks to the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, known as Amtrak, because they've done so well with the money. A little over another grant of a little over $500,000 in it to Amtrak to remain available if needed through 2021. So we're going to stick this money aside. So if you need it, just draw from it, because I'm sure they won't touch it. Unreal. $25 billion for transit infrastructure? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's money that's going to flush. $3 million for Maritime Administration. $5 million for Salaries and Expense Office of the Inspector General. If they would do something, it would make a difference. $5 million for Community Planning and Development. $2.5 million for the Office of Housing.
Wow.
Now, I try to go through that list to see which one of these has something to do with the virus. Right? I mean, they're talking about $100 million, for instance, to essential air carriers. Who decides which ones are essential? But airlines, if you listen to them, They're going to need billions of dollars. They've been devastated over this. When nobody was flying. Nobody could fly. And $100 million is going to pull. I'm not suggesting you give them more money, but it's a joke. That's like a tease. Right? And what the heck is $40 billion to the Take Responsibility to Workers and Families Act? I'm just trying to understand. I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'm trying to understand. So, what this has to do with, again, I'm going to say it again. What this has to do with the stimulus program, with COVID, is beyond me. I have no clue. I can't rectify this at all. If you can justify the money going overseas, if you can justify the money going to a lot of crazy projects, let me know. I'd love to be able to get in line with you. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. I think it is. The Portland police are again nowhere to be found. Why do I say that? Why do I care? Well, first of all, we know what's been going there in Seattle. Right? They've got these areas that have been taken over by Antifa, which is insurrection. It's totally wrong. And now Antifa is attacking the federal courthouse, lighting it on fire, and there's nowhere to, no, the police are gone. Nowhere to find them. Right? You have no riot police there, no regular police there. As kids, the scum known as Antifa, is storming the U.S. federal courthouse. And there's videos showing Antifa smashing windows, spraying graffiti, setting fires, and the Portland police are nowhere to be found. Department of Homeland Security agents responded to the Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse. The Oregonian reports that rioters told reporters that they attacked the federal building or because federal officials removed the physical barriers that had been protecting the courthouse since July. So apparently that was advance to go for the Antifa. When the federal people decided to take the barriers away. Now, Trump had them there for a reason. He took them away. Look at, what is it with the Democrats and destruction? They love destruction. Except when it might hurt them. That's why you got the wall around the Capitol building. Because Nancy Pelosi doesn't want her soft little tush hurt, you know? And Trump was trying to protect all federal properties. And now Joe goes in, he's going to lift the barriers there, not put the proper police in place, the support in place to protect these buildings, and then he's refusing to protect our southern border. They don't care. Demonstrators also cited the recent dismantling of protections in front of the courthouse and proceedings in case of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with George Floyd's death as the reasons they were protesting. Let's get this straight, people. Burning, smashing windows, destructing property, or destruction of property is not protesting. Not at all. And we saw the videos. You can't get away from them. Some of the group set fire to plywood on the building at the entrance to the courthouse. Federal officials are responding with crowd control munitions. I don't know if I believe that. No, really, you just never know until it settles and you get all the information in. Department of Homeland Security agents are deployed to enforce control of the scene, and they're going to start making arrests. Where are they going to put them? If the city isn't helping them and working with them, where are they going to put them? Right? Federal agents pushed back to the crowd in at least three separate efforts while they attempted to secure the building. So, where are the Portland police? Where's the Portland mayor? Where's Joey B talking about how bad all of this is? Right? Somebody spray painted, new president, same imperialism. Well, what do they mean by that? What's the imperialism of which they speak? They want total anarchy. They want to be able to walk in, take what they want to take, and that's it. Right? Again, I'm just going to say it. I hope you parents are proud of yourself with these kids. They're kids. You can see them. You brought up these kids that felt like the world revolved around them. You brought up these kids that thought, and you made them believe that every thought that came between their ears was righteous, real, right, and should be acted upon. You made them believe that the world revolved around them. And look what you got. And if your son or daughter's involved in this and you're proud of it, I'd love to hear from you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to hear from you and have you justify burning down buildings, burning down police cars, damaging other people's properties. Tell me how that works. More protesters are slated for Friday. The mayor's senior public safety advisor said the group spearheading the recent protests is made up of self-described anarchists. Yeah, right. Can we just be honest about it? It is. It's the Antifa and the BLM people. They've been doing it everywhere. Protest is fine, but that's not what we're talking about, said the deputy chief. With this group, it's a small group that's bent on destroying things, and what they want is conflict. He's not willing to give. So what? You're going to want to burn them down? Because, you know, you don't want to give them what they want. They're getting what they want. They're burning down buildings. They're very happy. Breitbart News reached out to the Portland Police Bureau. And they at first didn't respond. Sergeant Kevin Allen responded to their officers made one arrest at the incident earlier in the day. Good of them to be there when there was pretty much no trouble. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to the Real Side. Be back right after the break. Don't go far.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I want you involved. I want you engaged. The, you know, still, I think I told you guys last night with the Katie Hill case. We have a win in that case. It's not over yet. Okay? We do have a win. And it looks like the judge is good with dismissing the case and what have you, but there's still expenses being incurred, and we're going to go after legal fees from the other group. So while that's happening, I still need your help. $5, $10, $20, whatever some of you have been giving. I mean, I've been getting a steady money coming in on a regular basis. And whatever I get back, if you want, I'll either reimburse you or we'll give it to a charity. And maybe that's what we'll do. We'll wait till it's all over. If I get the money back, I'll just put it up there and you guys can vote on the charity and we'll go for it. How's that? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. No, it won't be the Joe Messina charity, I promise. Although, that's not a bad idea. Anyway, I was poking at the parents saying, look what you brought up. Right, look what you brought into this world, and you helped build a mindset that whatever they believe to be truth is true, they should fight for it to the point of burning somebody else's property. That's not real. That's not right. 855 Real Joe. I'm not going to get into it right now, but you know, you've been hearing it all day long. Cuomo, he needs to go. He just needs to resign. I mean, the women are cropping up all over the place now. Pretty much one every couple of days. Or actually, lately, it's been one a day. Number seven is a former New York journalist accuses Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment with her. So, I mean, can you imagine? Almost like a Don Rickles thing. Two of them said that he kept telling them how lonely he was. It's just amazing. And what's with, you know, with all of this, you know, all the righteousness of the left. Now, Schumer and I don't know who else is calling for the resignation of Cuomo. There's a couple of people, actually, but I think 8 or 9 elected officials. But where is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on this? Now you've got 7 women. Where are the comments? Where's Kamala's comments? Should we not believe these women? Come on, Kamala. I'd love to want you to make a statement. Would that be really cool? So in line with Portland being burned down, and nobody seemed to care, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is so excited he's bouncing off the walls. Here's what he has done. He is getting a $1.35 billion windfall from the quote-unquote COVID relief bill. Now, none of that, I guarantee you none of that will go to strike to the police department. That's number one. Number two is, why did the Democrats believe that they could run rampant in the city like they're doing in Portland and Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago? Should I go down the whole list? They allow these places to be burned down. They allow these places to be damaged. They allow violence in these cities. The police aren't even responding. And then they want to come to you and me, and they want us to pay for their inability to manage. They want us to pay. You citizens of those cities think it's our responsibility to clean up your mess because you elected people who don't really give a crap about what's going on in your neighborhood, keeping your neighborhood safe. I loved all the people in Portland that were complaining that they weren't getting support. You voted for these guys. You voted for Democrats to rule you. And they haven't changed their colors. They're no different than they were before. So explain to me. I'd love somebody to call and explain to me, 855-REAL-JOE, why I should bail you out. Why is it that, again, you can... Who's going to clean up the graffiti? Who's going to repair all the damage that's been done? Are you going to start arresting these people that are actually doing it? They're on camera. You see them. If you went down there, their mommy and daddies, in most cases, probably have big bucks. Get it from them. Attach and lean their stuff. I am tired as well as you should be. I am tired of the Democrats allowing this lawlessness go on a night by night in Portland and Seattle and other places. They're occupying land that isn't theirs. It's private property. Those private property owners who have some of that land, their mortgage companies are foreclosing on them. What are they supposed to do? So, Corona relief bills, you know, they've been done, they've been signed for now. Some of them were signed for, you know, by back in the Trump days. And what you're seeing in these cities, if you guys would be honest, I know a lot of you on the left don't want to hear it, but California wants to be bailed out for its long-term pension problems, which have absolutely nothing to do with COVID. Matter of fact, we don't have an issue. Didn't you hear Newsom the other day? He's done such a great job that we actually have a tax surplus, revenue surplus. So take the money and use it to pay the COVID-related issues. Although he totally ignored that there's $31 billion that the EDD is run short on because they mismanaged unemployment. They were sending checks and money to inmates. They were sending, you know, in one article I read, 18 checks to one house. With the variations of one name. They can't manage money. How does this happen? Because you keep electing incompetent people to take care of us. you know, the all right, this new bill, it includes payments to cities and states, well, here we go, as well as pension bailouts for unions. Right, the money is devoted to long-term. Well, they're going to need the money. Joey killed all the union jobs. You know, Trump came out and laid into the administration for losing all those jobs. And a couple days later, he came out and apologized. Don't think for a minute that somebody just strong-armed this man. LA's political leaders have been buffeted by the bad budget news since the outbreak of COVID-19. We've had business shutdowns, plummeting tax revenues, hollowed out tourism. Nobody's coming to town anymore. And L.A. is looking at almost a $1 billion financial gap. People are leaving. Stores are closing. And Garcetti was thinking about levying a vacancy tax. So you have people not collecting rent. And Garcetti wanted to collect money from people not collecting rent. I don't know what economics class he took. But on Wednesday, he got excited like getting a brand new car, which I'm sure he'll get. Garcetti and other city leaders received a positive sign of a turnaround. Not because of something they did. Not because of a decision that they made. But because of the massive federal relief package. Now, Garcetti said he was ecstatic about the relief bill. He said it'll help the city cover its coronavirus bullpuckies. It's going to cover debts that they put in place years ago. The legislation is expected to provide $306 million to San Diego, $192 million to Oakland, $223 million to San Jose. Los Angeles County is in line to receive about $1.9 billion. It's just amazing. Build out most of San Francisco's budget, $650 million budget deficit for the next 2 years. Provides $86 billion in union pension bailouts up there. Without any provisions or conditions for reformation. Nothing to force them to fix anything. So you're going to see them in the same place a couple of years down the road. We'll need a fourth wave of corona. Won't you? It never stops. Well, the nice thing about those, finally, we're having some Democrats, Democrat governors, Democrat legislators coming out against Joey B's the immigration policies. And now the Democrat New Mexican governor, Grisham, he's worried that Biden's energy agenda doesn't make any sense. Listen, Grisham, don't worry about that. It doesn't make any sense. You're right. Now, Governor Grisham has concern about President Biden's moratorium pausing oil and gas leasing on federal lands. She said, this really hurts New Mexico. He doesn't care. Governor Grisham, he doesn't care. He's one of yours and he doesn't care. In his first week of office, he signed an executive order. He suspended new oil and gas leases on public lands and offshore waters. I'm clearly concerned at the right out of the gate with very little guidance. And that was the other thing, too. Who did he pull in to talk with? Nobody. That's because the people around him. Joe isn't running the show. It's the people around him. We all know this. So, I'm your host. You've been listening to Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me. I appreciate your support. And I appreciate you guys, all right? We'll be back next week. Hopefully, you're here with me. Love having you around. God bless.